Over a black background, the title, Tulips in Spring. Over images of orange-yellow tulips and greenery against a brilliant blue sky, names of the cast appear. Fiona Gubelman, Lucas Bryant, Kevin McNulty, Iris Quinn, Aaliyah O'Brien, Gilles Patton, Kelly Rowan. Casting by Judy Lee. Production designer, Harry Brar. Director of photography, Anthony Mechie. CSC. Edited by Tyler McIntyre. Music by Ross Howard III. Supervising producer, Naveed Soufi. Executive producers, David Boyles, David Golden, Timothy O. Johnson. Produced by Oliver DeKegney. Story by David Boyles. Written by Tracy Adderbreen and David Boyles. Directed by David Winning. Downtown buildings appear along with palm trees. In a kitchen, a woman with long blonde hair taps her laptop, then sets down a teacup.
Using warm ivory in the living room, accented by bright wallpaper to reflect the natural light of the room's southern exposure. The color of the walls in the master bedroom are what I call Sweet Dreams Blue, which also happens to be our client's favorite color, using white accents and a variety of texture.
Wearing a pink blazer and floral skirt, she pauses, moving from the kitchen to the living room.
Using white accents with a variety of textures, mixing slick, soft, and rough, we create a dynamic palette.
Her smile fades as she crouches down to gaze at a yellow tulip blooming in a metal pail on a side table. On the side of the pail, there is a sticker with a logo for Newell Farms. She then stands up again.
Grouping collections together throughout the house.
Downtown, there is a tall office building. The blonde woman walks through the lobby of Carolyn Designs.
Grouping collections throughout the house ensures to fix the levels.
She walks up some stairs as a tall man wearing a suit joins her.
I hope one of those is for me.
Hey, good morning.
They continue up the stairs.
She's here.
Already?
I'm loaded for bear. All set for your big presentation?
As ready as I will ever be.
You'll be fine, Rose.
This is Carolyn Sebastian we are talking about. Fine is never good enough.
Then you're going to be great.
Thank you.
Later, in a boardroom...
Throughout the house, grouping collections ensures a mix of levels and shapes that increase the visual impact of the new design. In the living room, we will have warm ivories accented by bright wallpaper to reflect the natural light of the room's southern exposure. In the guest bedroom, the mix is more about pattern than collection. We take a pivotal floral fabric and then blend that with other florals of different scales, but from the same color family. In the end, the new design will give the Tannenhill home a feeling of warmth through color, texture, and dimension. Thank you. Any questions?
A blonde woman in her 40s seated at the boardroom table speaks.
Thank you, Rose. That was very informative.
Carolyn, wearing a black dress, strides out of the room. Later, at a cafe.
Informative? I mean, what does that even mean?
It means she liked it.
She didn't like it.
She didn't hate it.
That's a real confidence booster.
Oh, come on, Rose. You've been working with Carolyn for 3 years now, ever since you got out of design school. And you know as well as I do that she's got a poker face that could put a casino out of business.
Yeah, but this is different. The Tannenhill House is the biggest design project that I have ever had. I mean, this could be my Mona Lisa, my Venus de Milo, my Abbey Road.
Abbey Road?
The point is that I think I could really just knock this out of the park.
Okay, but let's just wait and see, okay?
What were you gonna say?
What? Nothing.
I'm not talking to Rob, my boyfriend. I'm talking to Rob, my colleague, who has never pulled punches with my career. Tell me.
Okay, look. The only suggestion I would make is to maybe throttle back a little on all the flowers.
What?
And the grip.
Rose lets go of Rob's hand.
Yeah, look, personally, I think it's fine. And I know how much you love flowers. I mean, with your family's lily farm.
Tulip farm. Lilies require an entirely different soil composition, and with the cool nights up in Washington, they would
just
never...
Just maybe try and say it without all the flowers next time.
Really?
Rob nods.
But I meant what I said. You never know with Carolyn. Just wait and see.
Rob takes Rose by the hand. Later, in her home office surrounded by framed family photos, Rose types on her laptop. She then pauses to look at her potted yellow tulip sitting on her desk. As she turns the pot around, allowing the Newell Farms logo to face her, her expression darkens. Later, Rose walks through a large home with Carolyn.
I thought I'd show you the sunlight that you mentioned in your presentation.
Wearing a navy blazer and floral-themed skirt, Rose takes in the grand living room.
You've never been here before.
No.
Well, by your presentation, you sounded as if you knew every square inch of this house by heart.
I studied the pictures a lot and kind of fantasized.
And now that you're here, what do you think?
It's nice.
Nice? Rose, if you truly want to be a designer, you're going to have to be far more descriptive than nice.
Well, the natural light makes it feel very warm, inviting. But the emptiness makes the room feel hollow, without purpose, incomplete.
The Tannenhills bought this house before they went to Paris, and they will be back at the end of the month, and the house has to be ready by the time they get back.
Ready?
You start now. Look around, absorb, digest. Come to my office.
Wait, Carolyn, am I actually doing the interior design of this house?
Unless you don't feel you're ready.
No, yes, I am so ready.
Then come to my office in the morning, bring your new ideas, and I will finalize my choices then.
But what about my presentation?
Rose, you have a vivid imagination. That is why I'm giving you this opportunity.
Thank you.
But the Tannenhills are my oldest, most discerning clients and very dear friends. You didn't think that I was going to let you make all these choices by yourself.
Right.
Oh, and Rose, one more thing. It is very important for me, personally, that the Tannenhills are thrilled with the results. You do this right, and you have a very bright future at my company. You do it wrong.
Rose's smile fades.
Understood.
Rose nods.
Thrilled. Absolutely.
Carolyn turns to leave as Rose jumps up and down. Later, Rob stops by Rose's office.
You still at it?
I have to get these designs to Carolyn in the morning, and the Tannenhills have to be thrilled, or my next job will be designing a doghouse for a discerning retriever.
So I take it dinner's off?
Oh, I am so sorry. I completely forgot.
I'll take a rain check. Do you want me to stick around? Give you a hand?
You'd just be a distraction.
Normally, I would love to be a distraction, but in this case, I better let you get back to work. Call you later?
Better.
Rob walks out. Rose picks up her phone.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry I haven't had a chance to call you back. I've just been exhausted.
Wait, are you still at work?
Yeah, but Mom, it's fine. I'm actually working on this really cool project. It might be a big step for me.
All right. I won't keep you then.
Is everything okay?
Sure.
You know what it's like around here this time of year? Waiting for the tulips to come in.
Taking orders.
Pretty busy, as I recall.
But I did finally talk your father into hiring a new operations manager.
Oh, well, that's good. Maybe he'll start to delegate some of the work for a change.
Well, he never had any problem delegating work when you were here.
Mom.
Fine. If you two are too stubborn to even talk to each other.
But Mom, there's nothing to even talk about.
Why don't you think about coming home for a few days?
You and Dad could work the tulips together like you used to.
Or maybe we'll start fighting like we used to. I'm sorry, Mom. Reflex. Look, even if I wanted to come home right now, I couldn't.
I understand.
It was just a thought.
Don't work too late.
I love you.
I love you too, honey.
Rose glances at her tulip once more before turning back to her work. Later, a crew works to install furniture and decor at the Tannenhill house. Rose directs a blonde woman before helping a man who walks by carrying a bowl.
So this painting actually goes over there, right above the piano, and then we're gonna take these and put them right there and right there.
Great,
thank you so much. Oh, wonderful, that goes on the dining room table. And then if you guys could just make sure that those go with the table in there, that would be great. All right, oh no, what's to paint? Okay, phew, we just did that. I need those shutters here by Monday, right? I have my wallpaper guy coming on Tuesday, and he cannot start until the shutters are in.
Outside, Rose helps two men carrying a box through the front door.
All right, look. I can have him start in the bedroom first, but I need those shutters here Tuesday morning at the latest.
Text reads, call about Dad ASAP.
All right. You're up. Thank you. Bye.
Rose calls her mom.
He was working on the roof and he fell. Broke his leg.
What?
Is he all right?
Well, he will be. Goodness.
But he's going to be in a cast for a couple of weeks. We're just lucky that his broker was with him.
Since when did you guys start working with a broker?
Since we haven't been able to keep up with everything ourselves.
But Dad always said that brokers are just slimy middlemen out to cheat you. I'm sorry, I am completely off point. Where is Dad right now?
He's at the hospital. The doctor said he should be able to come home tomorrow.
With his leg in his cast and the tulips ready to bloom?
We'll manage, Rose.
How? Dad's out of action. You can't take care of him and run the farm. Not to mention the tulips aren't going to harvest themselves.
You just keep focused on your work, honey.
Mom!
Listen, I've got to get back to the hospital.
Call you later. Love you.
I love you too.
Sitting in her car, Rose hangs up.
2 weeks?
2 weeks.
They need me, Carolyn. The tulips are ready to be shipped to the retailers.
What about the Tannenhills?
The house is really coming along, and I can do all the rest of my work from my computer. Phone calls, emails, everything.
But you won't be there.
Correct, but I can ask Rob to check in and make sure that everything is running smoothly, and we can Skype, discuss everything. It's totally doable. I can handle this, Carolyn.
And in an emergency, you are on the first plane back. Carolyn Designs must be the priority.
Absolutely, it is. Thank you.
Later, Rose drives along a farm road with mountains in the background. Looking out her side window, she looks upon a huge field filled with blooming tulips in pink, white, yellow, and red. Pulling her dark-colored Jeep up a gravel road beside the field, she slows to a stop and gets out. Wearing jeans, a pink blouse, and cream-colored jacket, Rose then walks along the neatly laid rows of flowers. Next, Rose walks inside a large, well-appointed farmhouse. She walks across hardwood floors into the kitchen area.
Mom? Dad?
Walking upstairs, Rose looks around, drifting into a bedroom near the top of the stairs. Finding a stuffed monkey sitting at the foot of the bed, she picks it up, smiling as she holds it close and looks out the window. Rose looks towards the hallway, making her way to another bedroom. Walking to the window, she is face to face with a man on a ladder. Rose reaches to catch him before the ladder falls backwards. The dark-haired man looks at her.
You must be Rose.
Moments later, Rose meets the man in the front yard.
What were you doing up there? You could have broken your neck.
I was doing just fine till you stuck your head out the window.
Well, I wasn't expecting to find some stranger up on my parents' roof.
I work with your folks. Tom, Novak. Nice to meet you.
Rose, Newell.
I know. Your parents are really looking forward to you being home.
Not in equal measure, I'm sure. Where are they?
On their way back from the hospital.
Oh, and I'm sorry, why exactly were you up on the roof?
Well, when your dad fell, he pulled down part of the gutter.
The man in his 30s reaches for his jacket.
I was putting it back up.
Oh. Well, I'm gonna go check out the tulips.
I'll give you a ride.
I can walk.
Tom follows her.
Not in those boots.
Later, Tom drives Rose out of the yard in his black pickup truck.
So when's the last time you were home?
After I finished school. 3 years.
It's a long time.
It's a long story.
Rose points out the front window.
What are those?
You have been gone a long time. Those are called hothouses.
I know what a hothouse is. What are they doing out here?
Frank put them in last year. He didn't tell you?
My father and I haven't exactly had a lot to say to each other since I moved to Los Angeles.
You might have mentioned that.
Tom gets out and walks along the edge of the tulip field. Rose gets out to join him.
You talk to my parents about me?
No, we just talk in general. You are a part of their lives, so you are a part of the conversation.
Oh. The only person my mom has talked to me about is some slimy new broker they hired.
Slimy?
Well, my words, not hers, but I mean, come on. Brokers are basically salesmen, and salesmen are all...
Slimy, yeah.
Exactly.
Tom nods as Rose crouches down to look at some white tulips.
Where is everybody?
Crew starts tomorrow.
Tomorrow? But the tulips are ready now. They're practically jumping out of the ground. This is your responsibility.
Excuse me?
As operations manager, you're supposed to stay on top of this. Oh, look, there's the car.
Okay, I should probably clarify one thing.
Rose's mother, Sarah, helps Frank to the house.
Hey!
Sarah, a woman in her 60s with short brown hair, hugs Rose.
Oh my gosh. Honey, you look great.
Oh, thanks, Mom. So do you.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Sarah.
Sorry we weren't home. Took longer at the hospital than we expected. How's Dad? Why don't you ask him yourself?
The prodigal Newell returns.
Hey, Dad. How are you feeling?
I'm okay. You didn't have to come all this way. I still got one good leg.
Well, I thought you could use the help.
Aren't they going to miss you back in Los Angeles?
Play nice. And she's right, Frank. We do need the help around here.
I'll figure something out.
He took a nasty fall. Would have been a whole lot worse if Tom hadn't been here.
Just glad I could help.
Wait, I thought you said Dad was with a broker when he fell.
Tom is our broker.
As Sarah follows Frank inside, Rose turns to Tom.
But you can call me Mr. Slimy. Trucks will be here at 6 a.m. sharp. See you then.
As Tom walks away, Rose crosses her arms as she smiles to herself. In the kitchen.
I don't get it. The whole time I was growing up, you were like, no brokers, they're just sneaky businessmen out to cheat you.
We didn't make this decision lightly. There were a lot of factors that your father and I...
The point is, Tom's different. He's local. He works with a lot of farms in the valley, and he grew up with flowers just like you did.
Except I'm not out to make a big profit by marking up prices.
But you did decide to run off to Los Angeles instead of helping with a family farm.
I didn't run off to Los Angeles. I told you. I wanted my own career.
But you didn't need a new career, honey. There is no one on God's green earth who can grow things the way you can. Better than me, better than anybody. And that's more than a career, that's a gift.
Frank stands up on his crutches.
Frank.
I'm fine.
Sarah watches Frank hobble out of the kitchen, then approaches her daughter.
Rose, honey.
She puts her hands on Rose's shoulders.
I'm glad you're home. We both are.
Rose stands looking out the window, her eyes welling with tears. Early the next morning, the sun appears over a ridge beyond as a row of cars pull up to the tulip field outside the house. Meanwhile, in her bedroom, Rose flips through some cue cards.
I'm so happy and gratified to be back here at the family farm at this most crucial... too dramatic. At this most wonderful time in the season. I am so happy and gratified to be back here.
Rose pauses to look at herself in the mirror, her fingers gently touching the Newell Farms badge on her shirt. She then walks out of the room. A little later, she pulls up to the tulip field in a small pickup truck. Stopping, she pulls out a file folder and begins reading.
I'm so excited.
Tom approaches.
Morning.
Morning. Oh, I think I'm probably the only person you know that doesn't drink coffee.
Earl Grey. Milk, no sweetener. Your mom told me.
Thanks.
Well.
Rose gets out of the truck holding her tea and file folder.
Thank you.
Where's Frank?
I haven't seen him this morning. I think my mom's probably keeping him off his feet.
Smart. Was a scary fall he took.
You're really Johnny on the spot, aren't you?
What?
You were there for my dad in an emergency. You fixed the gutter. My tea.
You don't like the tea?
Don't be charming. Seriously, it's not going to work on me. I may be from here, but I've been to the circus. I've seen the elephants.
It's a metaphor, right?
It means I'm here to take care of business for my folks. While I'm handling paperwork, if you try to raise your percentage up even 1/10 of a point, you will no longer be their broker.
Good to know. Great boots, by the way.
Aww.
Rose looks down at her pink rubber boots. Her smile disappears as she walks away. She walks through the tulips towards a group gathered nearby.
Rose, this is Billy Chambers. He's the new operations manager.
Hi. Hi, Billy. Nice to meet you. Thank you so much for getting this crew together and for renting the trucks.
No problem. It's my job.
Morning, everybody. Now, it's not our first rodeo, so everyone knows we got a long day ahead of us. Let's just try to...
Excuse me, Tom.
Yep.
Can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Just getting everyone ready to go.
You're our flower broker. Technically, you don't work for us. And since I am in charge, I thought I should be the one to kick things off. See? I have diagrams.
Yes, you do. So, sure.
You don't mind?
All yours.
Rose staggers as she tries to avoid stepping on flowers.
Hi. I am so excited and gratified to be here. Some of you may know, tulips were first brought here from Holland at the end of the 19th century. But by the 1920s, local tulip farmers had planted hundreds of acres of flowers that would become the foundation for what is...
Sorry, folks, I should have made the introductions. This is Rose Newell. She's Frank and Sarah's daughter, and she's going to let us know how today's going to go, so let's listen up.
Thank you, Tom. Mm-hmm. I am Rose, and I brought diagrams. So why don't you just pass these around, and you can take a look and see how the day is going to go. Here we go, everybody. I'm so excited to see what happens today.
Where's lunch?
Oh,
I don't see lunch on here.
What about breaks? Can we get breaks?
Of course.
Yeah, lunch is at noon, and take breaks when you need them. As long as you don't take advantage, Donald.
Tom motions to the dark-haired young man who asked about lunch.
Maybe you should just go for it.
You sure?
Rose nods.
All right, so, thank you, Rose. As I was saying, long day. Y'all know the drill.
Later, Rose's mom and dad watch as she helps the workers load potted tulips into Tom's van and Rose's truck.
It is so beautiful.
So are you.
Frank.
At a table, Rose works to pot the flowers when Tom approaches.
You got love.
Oh.
Tom points at Rose's dirty cheek.
Do you get it?
Rubbing her other cheek, she gets dirt on it.
Thanks.
Rose smiles as Tom begins helping. Later, as the crew takes a lunch break, Rose sits on the back of her loaded truck, stretching. Tom approaches.
Are you holding up?
Great. Fine. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He sits with Rose on the back of the truck.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks. This is the smoothest I've seen one of these things go.
Wow. No thanks to me. You saw it. My speech totally flopped.
No, your speech was, it was really bad. But I didn't mean the speech. I meant, the way you pitched in. A lot of people in your position, they wouldn't want to get their hands dirty, but you, once you got started, you were a machine.
Stop.
But these people, they'll see that. They appreciate it.
Oh, this was always my favorite time of year. Replanting the tulips and getting them ready to go out. It always gave me this feeling that year after year, all over the world, people were really enjoying our beautiful
flowers.
You got a real talent for it.
Rose smiles, then looks towards the hothouses. Her parents, Sarah and Frank, emerge from one of them.
What is he doing?
Moments later...
Dad, shouldn't you be resting?
I told him.
I'm not completely helpless. I can still get around. How are the tulips coming?
Right on schedule. We'll start in there after lunch.
Don't worry about that. That's something else.
Dad, what are you talking about?
Frank, you didn't tell her?
I didn't think she'd be interested in.
Tell me what?
Newell Farms is an official entry in the Valley Tulip Festival competition.
But I thought you enter the tulip competition every year.
Tom here has pulled some strings, and our entry is also going to be considered for a national competition. We're going to pick the 10 best tulips from all across the country.
Dad, that's great.
No, he hasn't told you the best part. Every year they pick a new flower, and then they promote the winner as part of the America the Beautiful campaign.
Cool.
It's going to make a big splash. People all over the country will know about Newell Farms, and things could get a lot busier around here.
And your father has created a brand new hybrid tulip just for the occasion.
So that's why you built the hothouse, to keep the new hybrid isolated. You haven't grown a new hybrid tulip since I was...
It's been a while.
Can I see it?
Plenty of time for that later. You two still got a lot of tulips to get in.
A tall brunette wearing a purple dress and overcoat approaches.
Violet Mason.
Hi, Frank.
Violet.
Looks like Mason Farms is doing pretty well.
I brought you lunch.
I already ate.
Oh, well, this is real food, not a sandwich.
Hey, Violet.
Oh, my gosh, Rose.
You two know each other.
Yeah. Violet and I went to grade school together. We haven't seen each other since Violet went to boarding school.
And you went off to L.A. Looks like neither one of us could keep away.
I'm actually not staying.
Oh. I am. Tom, would you walk me to my car?
Oh, I should get back to work.
It'll just take a minute.
Well, I'll be right back.
See ya.
Rose heads inside the hothouse.
Dad? Mom?
Walking past tables of potted tulips, she finds them.
What's going on in here? What's the big... mystery? What happened?
I have no idea.
Outside, Tom walks with Violet.
Have you thought about my offer?
Been really busy.
Well, if you can't work for me, you never have to do this again.
And I like what I do.
They approach Violet's luxury sedan.
Tom, you're a middleman in a very unpredictable business. One bad season, one bad decision, and you could be out of a job overnight. I don't want to see that happen to you. Just promise me you'll think about it.
I'll think about it.
I don't understand. They should be much further along than they are right now.
We looked at every possible variable. Temperature, light, soil. Everything's exactly the way it should be.
Well, something's obviously off.
Well, feel free to figure it out while you're here.
How long until you have to have a tulip ready for the competition?
2 weeks.
There's still a chance that they could bloom in time, right?
Look, whatever the problem is, you'll figure it out eventually, and you'll have a tulip ready for next year's competition.
Honey, that competition I told you about, it's a one-time thing. There is no next year.
Not to mention, Tom has pulled a lot of strings to get us entered.
Yeah, it's his reputation, too.
Then you need to tell him. Let him see what's going on. I'm sure Tom will understand.
Understand what?
Rose spins on her heels.
There's a problem.
In the kitchen.
Maybe it's a hothouse. What about the joints? They sealed up tight?
We've been over that place with a fine-tooth comb. It isn't a hothouse.
Well, what about the temperature, the amount of light?
Billy's been on top of it since I told him about the hybrid. He keeps the temperature steady, makes sure the light's consistent.
He's a terrific operations manager.
Well, if Newell Farms doesn't have a tulip ready for that competition, the committee's going to give the slot to somebody else.
I'm sorry. I mean, granted, this whole thing sounds great, but, I mean, if it doesn't happen, it's not the end of the world, right? This isn't just about getting picked, is it?
Rose turns to her dad.
What are you not telling me?
We're a family farm, Rose. small potatoes compared to those big outfits with thousands of acres. We've always managed, but lately, it's gotten a lot tougher.
And Tom came up with this idea as a way to help keep business coming in.
Why didn't you tell me?
You left. You said you were done with this farm. For good.
Look, even if you figure this out and you fix it in time, there's no guarantee that you can win. And losing can't be good for business.
Yes and no. You'd be surprised how well a runner-up can sell if you got the right broker.
Can you give us a week to try and figure out what's wrong and fix this?
A week. After that, I'm going to have to let the committee know what's going on.
Thank you, Tom.
All right.
Tom heads out.
Give us a week?
I meant New Wolf Farm in general. Look, I'll take care of the business side. You try and stay off that leg and figure out what's going on. You should have told me.
What would you have done?
Later, on a video call.
The lighting is pretty much done, and the painters are almost through in the screening room. How soon can you have those carpets delivered?
What? I'm sorry.
Hey, you okay?
Yeah, I'm just tired. Out of practice for this kind of work.
How are the folks?
Good. My dad and I even called a temporary truce so we can focus on the problems here.
Such as?
Such as, business is off. And their flower broker has entered them into this major competition, which it turns out they might not even be able to do.
Flower broker?
A middleman between supplier and distributor. But my parents have gotten pretty close to Tom. He's not bad, I guess, for a broker. He seems to really care about flowers. And my parents.
Sounds like a good guy.
Let me just figure out the carpeting and I'll get back to you.
Sounds good.
Okay.
The next day, in the hothouse, Tom meets with operations manager, Billy.
I would have told you about the problem sooner, Tom, but Frank asked me not to.
I get it. And you can't think of anything that might be causing it?
No.
Search me. All right. I should get a move on. Okay.
Billy heads back into the hothouse as Tom climbs into his delivery van. Then Rose appears, climbing into the passenger seat.
Morning.
What are you?
I told you I'm here to take care of business. You're delivering tulips to local retailers, and that's part of the business. So, I'm going with you.
Suit yourself.
Later, Tom drives the van down a road between farm fields. Sun shines on Rose's curly blonde hair as Tom looks at her.
So, Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Big place.
Yeah.
Later, Rose helps Tom as she reaches into the back of the van for a flat full of pink potted tulips. Looking down at the flowers, she smiles brightly.
Have a good day. Bye, guys.
As they leave, Tom holds the door open for Rose.
All right. You grab those ones.
Making another stop, they deliver a flat of red tulips to a woman wearing a colorful floral apron.
Newell's tulips at last! Oh, hi, Tom. Oh, people have been asking about these beauties for days.
Well, good.
Oh, my gracious. Rose Newell.
Hey, Ada.
Rose hugs her.
Oh, I don't believe it. And look at you. Back home and just as pretty as ever. Isn't she, Tom? Just tell her.
Just as pretty as ever.
Bobby and George are around back. They can help you unload while Rose and I get caught up.
All right.
Oh, I can't wait to show you around.
Tom watches as Ada leads Rose into her greenhouse.
Not enough. Wow. Just like I remember.
Yeah, I remember you used to come in here when you were a little girl helping your dad make deliveries.
And you always had a new plant or flower to show me.
33 years I've been running this place. First with Stan, now with my son and grandson. It's the way it should be. Family's working together.
My dad would agree with you there.
How is Frank?
He'd recover a lot faster if he'd stay off his feet.
I know he loves having you home.
Los Angeles is my home now.
Well, sometimes the only sure way to know when you're home is how it feels when you leave it.
Rose's expression darkens. Later, with the late afternoon sun streaming through the windshield, Tom drives with Rose.
She sure does love her life.
Well, it's a good life.
Yeah. What about you? Do you love living here?
Yeah. Sure. It's peaceful.
Yeah.
I love the outdoors.
Me too.
And yet, you're an interior designer.
Rose smiles.
Go figure.
Back at the farm, Rose and Tom are back in the tulip field.
You know, I have to admit, I wasn't quite sure how today was going to go.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
You may not have noticed, but brokers are not exactly at the top of the list of my favorite people.
Wait, really?
They walk towards Tom's van.
I don't know. I always thought they were grumpy old men in cheap suits who were afraid to get their hands dirty.
Mm-hmm. Give me time.
So how did you get into this?
Well, I grew up not far from here, a little town called Grady.
Hmm.
But I went to school on the East Coast, got my business degree. Did pretty well for myself. I mean, at least according to how a lot of people see it.
And not you?
When I was growing up, my dad used to take me up in the mountains to camp, fish, and just appreciate things. We always talked about doing it again. When I could get away. Anyway, he passed when I was in New York, so we never did get to take that last camping trip.
I'm so sorry.
I found myself thinking about that a lot. How easy it is to forget to appreciate things. One day a buddy of mine started talking about flower brokering, how it combines nature and business, and I had this aha moment.
And here you are.
And here I am.
Thank you for helping my parents.
They're good people.
Yeah, they are. So are you.
Tom smiles at Rose. Rose pulls out her phone.
I should get this.
Tom nods and walks away.
Hey, Rob. Dad, what are you doing? I was gonna bring your breakfast up.
I can still get around my own home. Where's your mother?
She went to pay the guys.
I always hand out the paychecks.
Well, today Mom's doing that, so you can take it easy. Here, sit down, breakfast is ready.
Rose serves eggs on a tortilla with salsa along with sides of beans and avocado.
Ooh.
Frank takes a seat as Rose serves up the two plates and sits across from him.
Huevos rancheros.
Mm-hmm.
You remembered.
It hasn't been that long.
Feels like it.
Rose smiles and reaches across the table, taking her dad's hand.
Now eat up. Your breakfast is gonna get cold.
In town, Tom walks along the street with a cup of coffee when Violet runs up from behind.
Tom!
Hello, Violet.
I've been calling you.
Yeah. It's been pretty crazy.
Oh, don't I know it. Orders just keep pouring in. I can't get the tulips out fast enough.
What's on your mind, Violet?
I've been hearing rumors.
Violet stops Tom.
Rumors? About what?
Frank Newell's tulips a bust.
Who told you that?
Not the point. Look, that committee is expecting something special, and they're doing it based on your recommendation. What happens when they realize it's a waste of time?
Who says it's a waste of time?
Tom, you have to start thinking about your reputation in this business. People talk. Word travels fast. When Frank Newell falls on his face, I don't want to see you going down with him.
Across the street.
I don't know, Frank. Billy was out there this morning. Have you tried calling him?
Rose spots Tom with Violet.
The crew knows what they're doing, Frank. You just stay put.
Billy watches nearby.
Just right, just try calling him again. Rose and I'll be home soon. Okay, sweetheart. All right, bye.
Sarah hangs up her phone.
Billy's not answering his phone.
You said he's a great operations manager, right?
He is. Oh, there's Ada.
But wait, Mom, he's right...
Billy has disappeared.
Over there.
Meanwhile...
I've been working on a new hybrid tulip of my own. And it's going along pretty great.
So that's what this is about.
No, this is about you, Tom. I don't want you to ruin your reputation by putting too much faith in the Newells.
They were my first clients. They've been good to me, so I'm not just gonna walk out right now.
This wouldn't have anything to do with Rose being back in town, would it?
What are you talking about?
Like I couldn't see the way you two were looking at each other.
I have deliveries to make, Violet.
Just don't wait until it's too late. Once you start sinking, I may not be there to pull you back up.
Okay.
Tom walks past Violet, who turns to watch him. Later, in the hothouse, Rose walks amongst Frank's non-blooming tulips. Picking one up, she examines its broad green leaves.
What is wrong with you?
She puts the pot back down and leaves the hothouse. Moments later, Rose is out in the tulip field holding a tiny tulip plant and a gardening trowel. Walking to the end of a row of yellow blooms, she crouches down and plants the young tulip, gently pulling fertilized soil over the plant's roots. Rose smiles.
Here you go. I'm putting you right next to your friends. Help you grow.
Wiping her gloved hands together, Rose stands up and walks away. Later in the house, Rose and Sarah help Frank up the stairs.
One more.
I could have made it myself.
Sarah hands Frank his crutches.
That's not why I'm smiling.
All right, here we go. Okay.
As Sarah leads Frank to the bedroom, Frank stops to look back at his daughter.
Night, Rosie.
She smiles.
Good night, Dad.
Oh, shoot. I forgot my reading glasses on my desk.
I'll go get them.
Oh, thanks, honey. Okay, come on.
Rose heads down the stairs, taking one more look at her parents as they head into the bedroom.
Hey.
Down in her dad's study, Rose finds Frank's reading glasses sitting on a stack of papers on his desk. Pausing, Rose spots a folder labeled Proposal for Purchase on Frank's desk. She opens it and begins reading.
Violet?
Her brow furrowed, Rose puts down the folder and leaves the room. Later, darkness has fallen on the farm. A black pickup truck pulls up next to the hothouse. Rose, sitting outside at a small patio table, is reading through the purchase proposal folder. Looking up, Rose spots operations manager Billy emerging from the hothouse as he climbs back into the truck. Rose watches, frowning, as Billy pulls his truck around a corner and out of sight. Moments later, Rose walks into the hothouse. Walking to the back, she finds the isolated room where her father's hybrid tulips are growing. On the door, she spots an open padlock, then a digital thermostat. Pushing the buttons on the thermostat panel, the reading stays constant at 34 degrees. Throwing open the door, Rose walks into the room.
Oh, it's freezing.
Rose pulls out her cell phone.
Hey, Tom, sorry to call so late. I know why the tulips aren't blooming.
Later, Tom arrives with Sarah and Frank.
I didn't recognize the truck, so I came down to see what was going on. The door was unlocked, and as soon as I got in there, I knew that it was too cold.
It's 34 degrees. It's just above freezing.
I tried the thermostat, but when the heater didn't kick on...
A timer.
I found this. We thought that the tulips were growing in the perfect temperature, at 55, 65 degrees. And during the day, when we were here, they were.
Because the timer was set to bring the temperature back up during the day so we wouldn't notice.
Tulips are very sensitive to extreme temperatures, so by setting the timer to nearly freezing, it's like sending a mixed signal to the tulips. They didn't know what to do.
That's why they're not blooming. That kind of cold, they're supposed to go dormant.
Whoever did this wanted to make sure that the tulips never blossomed.
There's only three people who have a key to that door. Me, Sarah, and Billy.
But why would Billy want to sabotage our tulips?
First thing I'll ask next time I see him, then I'll fire him.
Tom, you think you can get that timer off there and get our thermostat working again?
If I can't, I'll find someone who can.
At least it's a relief to know why the tulips hadn't bloomed.
But that's only half the battle. We still have to get a tulip to blossom in time to be ready for the competition.
Is that even possible?
Dad?
Only one way to find out.
Later, on her parents' porch, Rose works on a pot of flowers when her phone rings, sitting nearby on a rocking chair. Looking at the phone's call display, her expression darkens.
Carolyn!
Change of plans. The Tannenhills have decided to come home early from Paris. It's raining or something, I don't know, but you need to get back to Los Angeles right away.
But, Carolyn, I explained that...
Yes, I know, but I have to fly to New York. Rob has his hands full already, and in order for this house to be ready, you're going to need to be there 24/7.
I can't.
I'm sorry. I have a bad connection. I thought you were going to say that you were on your way to the airport.
There's a crisis here. My family's whole business is at stake.
And we had an understanding. Carolyn Designs must be your priority.
It is, absolutely. I can still handle things from here. Just give me a few more days and I will be on the first plane back.
How many?
Four.
Three. A second later and you will be designing weight rooms for the motored vehicle department.
Understood.
Rose looks at her phone, perplexed.
Bye.
After looking out at the tulip fields, Rose meets with Tom and her parents in the hothouse.
I have an idea how to get the tulips to blossom in time. But it's risky.
How risky?
We all know how hardy tulips are. Hot, cold, wet, dry, they'll keep on fighting. Which is why these little guys are still hanging in there. We need to find a way to accelerate their growth without shocking their systems. If we can do that, we could have a blossom ready in time. If not, we'll probably lose them all.
What do you have in mind?
We push the bulbs as hard as we can. We turn up the heat, 70, 75 degrees, really get their blood pumping. Same time, we put a plastic sheet over the roof to create indirect sunlight without frying them. We cut back on the water, but we make up for it with plenty of hormones to promote growth. Then we pray.
All right. Well, this is your broker talking now. Is there any chance this could really work?
A better chance than if we do nothing.
If it's not too late. If the tulips are strong enough, and with a little bit of luck, it could work.
We know you have a choice to make, Tom. It's your reputation on the line here. So if you want to try to find another entry to show those judges, we certainly wouldn't hold it against you.
There's a chance.
There's a chance.
Well, then we better get to work.
Tom flicks a switch. And Rose smiles as the thermostat rises from 55 to 75 degrees. Later, Frank watches as Rose upends one of the hybrid tulips to check its roots. Out in the fields, Tom looks at a clipboard with another man. In the hothouse, Sarah brings drinks to Frank and Rose.
Yay!
Fresh squeezed lemonade.
Cheers.
I remember.
Outside.
Everything good, Donald?
All good.
Tom looks over at the hothouse and spots Rose sipping from a bottle of water. Smiling, she raises her bottle to Tom. Later, Rose appears at the edge of the tulip field where she planted her young flower earlier. She smiles as she sees that it is blossoming. She caresses the side of the plant, smiling. Inside, Frank limps to his easy chair, where he sits down, wearing his reading glasses and holding Violet's proposal. Looking through it, his expression darkens as he stops to take off his glasses. Outside, it is dusk as Tom finds Rose sitting with her tulip.
Hi.
Hey. How'd the deliveries go?
Tom sits down next to her.
Selling like hotcakes.
Some good news for a change.
There's still time before the competition, so wait and see.
My boss called. There's some designing crisis with my career on the line. I have to go back to LA in 3 days.
3 days? So you missed the judging at the festival.
Look, Tom, this was always temporary. A way to help out my folks. I was always going to go back to my life in LA. And you have your life here. With Boca Ring and Violet.
You think that Violet and I, that we are...
Whoa. Well, she seems to think so.
Well, she can think what she likes. It doesn't make her so. 2 dates. Second one, under protest.
All those work calls. I don't just work with Rob. He's also my boyfriend.
Kinda hesitated there, like you weren't sure.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I think you did.
No, I did not. I did not hesitate. Rob is my boyfriend. See, there you go. I did not hesitate.
Okay. Don't have to tell me twice. Sounds like a match made in heaven.
I never said it was a match made in heaven. Look, Rob is... He's a very nice guy. I mean, I like him a lot. There's absolutely nothing wrong with Rob.
Okay. Well, then you must be really excited to get back home.
Yeah.
Rose nods, smiling brightly, but her smile quickly fades.
Lucky guy. I'll see you tomorrow.
Rose watches Tom leave, then looks down at her orange and yellow tulip.
Hey, guy.
A little later, Rose returns to the farmhouse. Sarah emerges from the kitchen.
Hi, sweetie. Hey. Where's Dad?
Upstairs, resting.
Oh. What's that?
It's your father's medicine.
Dad doesn't even take aspirin.
I asked him to tell you, but he didn't want you to worry. It's for high blood pressure.
What?
He would never admit this, but I think it had something to do with his fall. Running this farm, it was hard enough when we were younger, but now with everything happening, I don't know, I just think it's all too much.
Sarah heads up the stairs.
I saw the offer from Violet Mason. Are you guys gonna sell the farm?
We haven't told her no.
But what would you do?
Sarah continues up the stairs. The next day in the hothouse, Frank and Rose check on the tulips.
We knew we'd lose some for sure.
This is more than some.
But a lot of these are responding really well.
But is there going to be enough time?
We're further along than we would have been, thanks to you.
Dad.
And I'm not trying to put any pressure on you. I know this isn't what you want to do with your life, and I accept that. I just want you to know how grateful I am for your help when we needed it.
But I don't want to be the reason you guys lose your farm.
Rosie, you're the reason we got a shot at keeping it.
Do you want to?
What do you mean?
I know about the offer from Violet. Mom sounds like she wants to sell.
Your mom just wants to look after me.
This farm has been in the family for a long time. I'm not ready to let it go just yet. Besides, we only need one.
We only need one.
And now I'm gonna take everybody's advice for a change and get off my feet for a while.
Sounds good.
You've been burning the candle at both ends. You should find something fun to do for a change.
I wish I could, but I have so much work to do for this job that I'm designing.
We're proud of you, Rosie, you know that.
Thanks, Dad.
And if you change your mind later, they still do that bonfire just the way you used to love it.
Rose smiles. Later that evening, townsfolk gather in a park around a large bonfire. Tom carries a large piece of lumber and places it on a pile of firewood. Violet Mason hobbles across the grass wearing a blazer with a form-fitting red dress and high heels.
Tell me it's not true. Tell me you're not really going to risk everything on some wild idea from someone who hasn't been around the business in years.
Tom turns to face Violet.
Let's just say I'm trusting my instincts.
And what do your instincts tell you I'm going to say when you have to come to me for a job? Any job.
Violet, how do you know so much about what goes on at the Newell Farm?
Maybe I'm trusting my instincts.
Or maybe you have an inside source named Billy Chambers.
Violet's expression turns serious, then she smiles once more.
It's just business, Tom.
Business. As in, making sure your tulip gets chosen by the committee.
You have my number, Tom. I suggest you use it.
Tom keeps his back turned to Violet as she storms away. Meanwhile, Rose pulls up in her SUV. Wearing an overcoat, she smiles as she gets out, approaching Ada, gathered at a small table eating with some other folks.
Ada!
Rose! Oh, it's been a while since we've seen you at the bonfire.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I didn't know you were still doing it.
Well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Rose distractedly scans the gathered crowd. Smiling, Ada points.
I saw him head over that way.
Rose strolls over to Tom, who stands gazing at the sky.
In L.A., if I want to see the stars, I have to look them up on the internet. Here, I just look up.
Why'd you leave?
Because I was expected to stay.
By who?
Mostly my dad. I had a gift, he called it, the proverbial green thumb. So he assumed I would take over Newell Farm just like he had from his parents. Whether I wanted to or not.
Tom stands in front of Rose.
But you didn't want to.
It's not that simple. By the time I got to college, I had lived and worked on the farm my whole life. So the thought of staying on the set course for the rest of my life, I wanted to try something different.
So you chose interior design.
I know, the complete opposite of anything I'd done before. My roommate studying it, and she'd always come home with these beautiful creations. Not to mention, she was never covered in dirt. So, I tried a few classes.
And how did Frank like that?
Things came to a head when I got a degree in design instead of in horticulture.
So that's why you haven't been back for so long?
Yeah, I got offered a job at Carolyn Design right out of school. And I've lived in Los Angeles for a long time since.
Tom smiles at Rose.
But you came back. When your parents needed you, that means a lot to your dad. Maybe you could visit more often now.
Maybe.
Maybe.
They both gaze at each other until Rose looks away.
I should go.
Tom watches as Rose walks away. The next morning, sunlight filters through the curtains in Rose's bedroom as she sleeps in her bed. Waking, Rose rests her head on her hand. She looks at two yellow tulips on her bedside table. Outside, Tom walks through the rows of flowers where a woman is bent over a pink tulip.
Lydia, you mind checking the south field when you're done here?
Absolutely.
Tom continues walking, carrying a clipboard. He pauses and crouches down to look at Rose's tulip at the edge of the field. Smiling, he stands up and carries on walking. Meanwhile, Rose checks the hybrid tulips in the hothouse with her father.
They look a whole lot better, honey.
They're still not ready.
But we're getting there. That's the important thing. And we still got a couple days left. Look at this one. Buds are almost open.
There has to be something else, something that I'm overlooking. I mean, look at them. They're so close.
Rosie, you've done everything. I couldn't be prouder. Now, we just have to have a little faith.
Rose rests her head against her father's.
We only need one.
Rose nods. Elsewhere in the park where the bonfire was the night before, workers prepare display booths, put up signs, and work to set up for the tulip festival. With a load of yellow tulips in the front seat, Tom arrives with his white Newell Farms delivery van. He pulls to a stop. Tom watches as folks busily work together to prepare for the festival. Putting the van into gear, he smiles as he pulls forward. Meanwhile, at Ada's garden shop,
just keep that watered and out of direct sunlight, it'll do just fine.
Ada walks over to Rose, looking through books nearby.
Anything interesting?
They all say the same thing, and I've tried all this. I was on the internet half the night and nothing.
Honey, you've been around tulips your whole life. There's not much you don't know.
All these years, everybody said I could grow anything. I come home, the one time I need to, I just don't want to let them down.
Rose, not in a million years.
I should probably get this.
She heads outside.
Hey, Rob. Is everything okay?
You tell me. I left a couple messages. I haven't heard back.
Well, I've been CCing you on all the emails with the contractors, and everything should be right on schedule with the Tannehill house.
I know. I got them.
Okay, well, send me an email tonight and let me know what you need to get done, and I'll take care of it when I get home.
Actually, I was just calling to talk.
Oh.
How are things going with the tulips?
Fine. Well, maybe. We'll know tomorrow.
And you come home the next day?
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. I miss you.
I miss you too.
Well, see you soon.
See you soon.
Hanging up, Rose's smile evaporates. At home, Frank eases into his chair as Sarah brings him a pill with some water.
Move over. Here you go.
She squeezes in beside her husband on the chair. Sarah puts her arm around her husband as he takes the pill with some water.
That hit the spot.
Frank puts his arm around Sarah.
It isn't funny.
Tomorrow's a big day.
Whatever happens, we still have a bigger decision tomorrow.
Let's cross that bridge when we come to it.
Sarah leans in for a kiss as Frank caresses her shoulder. Sarah puts her head on Frank's shoulder as they sink deeper into the chair. The next morning, Rose stands in front of her bedroom mirror, wearing her pink Newell Farms shirt. Looking down at the logo on her chest, she smiles. Rose heads downstairs, walking through the living room.
Mom? Dad? Hello?
Outside, Rose finds Frank, Sarah, Tom, and the other farm staff gathered outside the hothouse. As Rose approaches, Sarah smiles.
There you are.
Hey.
Well, moment of truth. All right.
Rose opens the hothouse doors. And everybody follows her inside through a plastic curtain. Forming a line behind Rose, they all follow as she approaches the hybrid section.
Moment of truth.
Inside, all of the tulips are in full bloom with orange and pink petals.
Congratulations!
Tom nods and smiles as everybody cheers. Rose holds one of the potted tulips. Tom's eyes meet with Rose, who looks away. Outside, Rose walks through the field of tulips when Tom catches up to her.
Hey. You did great.
Not good enough to win.
Did you see how happy you made your parents?
It's not gonna save the farm, Tom. Not with business falling and cutthroat competition like Violet. How long until they have to sell this farm? Move into town into some condo. Dad puttering around in some tiny backyard, buying tulip bulbs from a department store.
Tom's attention drifts to Rose's tulip in the ground nearby.
You could at least pay attention to me. I thought that's
no,
why
no,
you came
out. What is that?
Intrigued, Rose walks in the direction of Tom's gaze. At the edge of the field grows the hybrid tulip she planted previously. Tom watches nearby as Rose crouches to look at the flower.
This is the one.
She caresses the orange and pink petals. Moments later, Rose beams as she walks into the hothouse with her tulip, now in a pot, and places it on a table as everyone looks on.
It's beautiful.
Never seen one that color before.
It's perfect.
You did it, Rosie.
We did it.
All right, according to the rules, we gotta get this into the judges today. They keep all the entries together until the last day of the festival when the winner's announced.
What about the Floral Society?
Well, they're flying in for the competition, and that's when they'll make their decision about. Like Frank, every new hybrid needs a name. What are you going to call this little beauty?
Sarah smiles brightly at Frank.
A tulip for Rose.
Smiling, Rose rushes to hug her father.
You two better get a move on.
No, wait. First, let's get a selfie. Lydia, squeeze in everybody.
Sarah holds out her phone.
Ready?
Everybody say tulip.
Tulip!
Oh, thank you for all of your help. We couldn't have done all this without you.
Happy to do it.
So I have an early flight in the morning. I guess that I won't see you before I go.
So this is goodbye.
Smiling, Rose takes Tom's hand.
Take care, Tom.
Tom reaches for her.
You feel it too. It's not just me. Tell me you don't feel it, and I won't say another word. I'll turn around and I'll walk away. And that'll be that.
Rose leans in for a kiss. Their lips meet.
I have to go home.
Tom begins to walk away.
Rose? You are home. It's for you to decide.
Tom walks around the corner, out of sight. Back in LA, Rose sits at the desk in her office, contemplating the selfie on her laptop.
Welcome home.
Rob!
I tried calling. I thought you were flying in yesterday.
I did, but I had so much to do at the Tannen Hill House that I went straight there from the airport, and then I worked all afternoon and last night.
No, that it makes sense. They're coming home tonight, I hear.
Yeah.
I'm just glad to see you.
Thanks. You too.
Do you want to have some dinner tonight? We can catch up.
Sure, yeah, that's, yeah.
Rose?
Carolyn, hi, how are you?
Grab your things, you're coming with me. Let's go.
Why? Where are we?
Today, Rose.
At the Tannen Hill House.
I told you how important this project was to me personally, didn't I, Rose?
Yes, you did.
And that I wouldn't be satisfied unless the Tannen Hills were completely thrilled with the results.
Carolyn,
And I also warned you what to expect if anything went wrong. Especially after you decided you had to see the tulips.
Yes, you warned me.
Well, congratulations. You did it.
Did it?
I didn't think it was possible. I've been through the entire house, top to bottom, inch by inch. And it's absolutely perfect. The Tannen Hills will be thrilled.
Really? Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh, thank you!
Carolyn stiffens as Rose hugs her.
And with my help and guidance, you had a definite advantage.
Of course.
But I saw something in you, and I'm never wrong about these things. Which is why, for your next project, I think you're ready to go it alone.
My next?
A chateau in the mountains. The view on the outside is lovely. Inside, not so much. I'll send you the specs when we get back to the office. I'm really eager to hear your ideas. You're not going to have to worry about tulips for a very long time.
Carolyn turns and walks out of the house, leaving a crestfallen Rose looking around the massive living room. Back at the farm, a smiling Sarah sits with husband Frank on the bed of a pickup truck as staff buzz about with pots of tulips. Then an SUV pulls up. Tom approaches as dark-haired Violet, wearing a long purple dress, gets out.
Frank? Sarah, hi. Hello, Tom.
Violet?
What brings you out here, Violet?
Oh, I just wanted to say hi, see how Frank was getting along.
Just fine, thanks.
Oh, so happy to hear that. Must be so hard to manage this place when you can't get around.
I do all right. And we've got a lot of help.
But with Rose back in Los Angeles, I mean,
she puts her hand on Tom's shoulder.
It's not going to get any easier.
I suppose not.
Oh, which reminds me. Have you had a chance to look over my offer?
We have, as a matter of fact.
Oh, maybe we should go inside and talk about it.
That's okay, Violet. We can say no out here.
Excuse me?
Okay, what my wife is saying is we appreciate the offer, but we're not ready to sell just yet.
I hope this doesn't have anything to do with the little misunderstanding with Billy. I mean, because I want to be very clear, I had nothing to do with that. Sabotaging your tulips was completely his own idea.
It's funny you should bring that up. See, I was over at the garden store talking to Ada. Did you know she sells timers exactly like the one we found in the hothouse?
Is that so?
Uh-huh. And the funny part is, she has only sold one of those things in the last few months. But I suppose you know that already. Because you're the one that bought it.
You know, even if the committee picks your tulip, there's no guarantee that it's going to fix your business. You could still lose this place.
That may be true, Violet, but we'd still rather take a chance on our daughter than sell this place to you.
Fine. Have it your way. Oh, and needless to say, I'm withdrawing my offer to you for a job.
Needless to say, but you said it anyway.
She opens the car door.
Bye now.
We may not like it, but she's right about one thing. One way or another, business has to get better.
I'll help any way I can.
Thank you, Tom.
Putting down her teacup, she gazes at her laptop for a moment, then walks towards her living room. Crouching down, she looks at the yellow tulip in the Newell Farms pail sitting on her side table. She smiles as she caresses the stem. Later, she sits waiting at a table in a posh restaurant.
Hey. Hi.
Oh, hi.
Congratulations. I hear you were a big hit today.
Yeah.
That's fantastic, Rose. I'm so happy for you.
Oh, thanks.
So, you ready to celebrate?
You know, and I think you're amazing.
So are you. We're just not amazing together.
What?
And I think that's important for both of us.
Yeah.
I care about you a lot, Rose. But I think that we deserve amazing. Don't you?
Are you breaking up with me? You're breaking up with me.
Did you want me to wait to let you break up with me?
No. Oh my gosh, no. This is so much better.
Softening, Rose takes Rob's hand.
And you're right. We both deserve amazing.
We'll find it. And when we do, we'll know.
Rose nods.
So, you hungry? Because I'm starving.
Rose shakes her drooped head. The next day at work, Rose, wearing a crisp blue shirt and dark skirt, walks into her boss, Carolyn's, office.
Rose, good. Did you have a chance to look at the chalet photos?
Yes, I did.
You don't have a lot of time, but we have a conference call in a half an hour. The Kendalls are in Montana or Monaco or something. You're going to have to toss out some ideas.
Carolyn, there is...
Yes, what?
I need to tell you something.
Carolyn stops and turns around.
Oh, no. We've lost you to the tulips.
Rose nods. Carolyn smiles for a moment, then deadpans.
Those lucky flowers.
Carolyn walks out as Rose follows. Back at the farm, the Tulip Festival is in full swing. Townsfolk gather in small groups as tulip growers show off their wares. An MC steps up to the podium.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the 33rd Annual Valley Tulip Festival. We want to remind you to be sure and stick around this afternoon for the announcement of this year's winner of the flower competition.
At the house, Frank walks on his crutches.
When did Tom say that committee was getting into town?
Not till after lunch when they're doing the judging.
Sarah approaches her husband.
Are you sure you're up for this?
Wouldn't miss it for the world.
Who could that be?
Everybody's at the festival.
Sarah opens the door to a beaming Rose who hugs her mom warmly.
Who is it, Sarah?
Sarah steps aside. Rose waves.
Hi, Dad.
Rosie?
They hug.
I don't understand.
I kept telling everybody that I needed to get home, and I thought that meant Los Angeles, but as soon as I got there, all I could think about was this farm and you two and how I feel when I'm here. And
Rose looks at a bouquet of yellow tulips on a table.
How much I miss it.
What about your job?
It was great, really, but I don't belong there. I belong here.
Are you sure?
Rose nods her head.
I don't know if it's a gift or not. All I know is that helping things grow is what I love to do, and I have never been happier than when I was here. I'd like to keep Newell Farm in the family, if that's okay with you.
I don't know what to say.
I do. When do you start?
Rose puts her arms around her mom and dad.
How about we take today off? I hear there's a big festival in town.
Not to mention a very important flower contest.
Later at the festival, Rose steals some cotton candy from her mom.
How are you feeling, Frank?
Oh, boy, that's smart.
What is it? What is it?
I don't know. Maybe I better sit for a minute and get my leg a rest.
Here, Dad, let me help you.
That's all right. That's all right. I'll look after him. You go on ahead.
Are you sure?
Keep going, Rose. We'll meet you over by the judging stand.
Okay, only if you're sure.
No, we're sure. We're sure. Let's go.
Sarah sits with Frank eating her pink cotton candy. Elsewhere, Tom greets two women and a man who all emerge from a black sedan.
Hi. Welcome. Thank you so much for coming, Tom.
They all shake hands.
Pleasure. We're right this way. Come on.
As Tom walks with them, he freezes when he spots Rose in the crowd beyond. Dodging people in the crowd, Tom follows Rose towards the judging area.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. The judges are about to announce the winner of this year's flower competition.
Rose suddenly stops.
Tom.
Rose's pace quickens as Tom approaches.
Tom.
What are you doing here?
I came back.
I can see that. Why aren't you in Los Angeles?
Because I have a new career now.
Oh, which is?
Doing what I love, where I love, with the people I love.
Sounds like a great plan.
Tom caresses Rose's cheek as he pulls her in for a kiss. Tom lifts Rose in his arms and spins her.
Ladies and gentlemen, could I have your attention, please? We have the judge's decision. The winner of this year's Valley Flower Competition is...
He opens the envelope.
Newell Farm. For their new hybrid, a tulip for Rose.
Sarah and Frank look on, smiling.
Come on up here, Frank.
Sarah hugs Rose as they all make their way to the stage, where the MC shakes their hands.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank
you. Come on, old man, get over here.
They all stand on stage together. Sometime later, Rose stands in the field looking out over the tulips when she is joined by Tom.
You do have a very green thumb.
It's a gift.
I just hope it's enough because the orders have not stopped coming in.
Well, you're the broker. You could start taking orders for next year.
Frank, now without a cast, arrives in a truck with Sarah.
We got it, Rosie. It came.
It's the Floral Society magazine with their tulip on the cover.
It's beautiful.
Rose hugs Frank, then Tom puts his arms around Rose's shoulder. They all stand looking out over the tulips as the sun shines in a cloudless sky above.
We did it.
Rose looks at Frank.
We did it.
Frank nods as the movie's credits follow. Tulips in Spring. Audio description by Finale Post-Production. Cast: Rose, Fiona Gubelman, Tom, Lucas Bryant, Carolyn, Kelly Rowan, Sarah, Iris Quinn, Frank, Kevin McNulty, Violet, Alaya O'Brien, Billy, Dave Walden, Rob, Gilles Penton, Ada, Candace Churchill, Donald, Serge Jaswal, Lydia, Beatrice Zeilinger, announcer, Mark Brandon. Production manager, Naveed Sufi. Art director, Patrick Macht. Set decorator, Tanya Varen. Lead dresser, Tim Lanham. Makeup artist, Kathy Howitt. Hairstylist, Jesse Minty. Costume designer, Claudia DuPont. On-set costume supervisor, Shanna Cornish. Camera operator, Colin Morrison. Gaffer, Clyde Harrelson. Best boy, Daniel Pitts. Location manager, Sean Cummings. Production sound mixer, James Schoening. Production coordinator, Matthew Santoro. Post-production coordinator, Leah Myers. Picture post-production, Finale post-production. Audio post-production, Cinescope Sound. Finale post-production, Union of BC Performers, Directors Guild of Canada. Made with the participation of the Canadian Film or Video Production Tax Credit, and also with the participation of the Province of British Columbia Film Incentive BC. Flower Productions, Inc., all rights reserved. Johnson Production Group.